Diary, September and October 1886, England. September 14th to October 13th, 1886. Second visit to Great Britain. September 14th, 1886. Left Basel in company with Brother Ofranc and Sarah McEnterfer. We had a compartment with an English-speaking lady. She had one boy and one girl. There were too many for us to be able to lie down, with the exception of myself. But the seats were very hard. Every bone in my body ached. We were glad to hail the morning light. September 15th, 1886. We crossed the channel at 12 o'clock. There was a crowd on the boat and no conscience for sick passengers. Many were sick and had to sit up on hard seats and take the dreadful bowl in their laps. Sarah became sick and lay down on the floor. I sat upright, sweating and sick, for the boat tumbled considerably. We were all sick, but not distressingly sick. We were 2 hours on the boat, and we were thankful to get where something stood still. We could not find a place on the second-class cars. They were all crowded. But the conductor opened for us a compartment in the first-class coaches, so we had an excellent chance to rest until we arrived at London. Seven took a cab for Great Northern Depot. We stopped at Great Northern, close by the depot. We mounted 73 stairs. Found a pleasant room, with excellent bed, and slept quite well. September 16th, 1886. Great Grimsby, England. We left London at 5:15. Changed cars at Peterborough and again at Boston. Arrived at Great Grimsby 10:38. We were glad to meet Sister Ings and Brother Wilcox at the cars. We had not seen Sister Ings for about 1 year. We were glad to meet Brother and Sister Lane and to find them cheerful and happy. Great Grimsby. Slept well last night, and feel a great longing for the Spirit of the Lord this morning. I believe the Lord will help me. I look to Him, I trust in Him, and He will give me strength and grace and His salvation. I must have it. I can do nothing of myself. I must have the grace of Christ with me continually. My cry is, Lord, give me physical strength. Lord, give me thy wisdom. I need it so much. What can we do without the grace of Christ? We find it raw and much cooler here than in Basel. September 18th, 1866. Great Grimsby, England. This day opens brightly. No fog, no clouds, but a strong east wind. We had early morning meeting. I gave a short talk to those assembled. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. James 4, verse 8. There were about 30 assembled. There were a number of excellent testimonies given. We hope and pray that the Lord will make this day a day of great blessing to His people. October 11th, 1886. London, England. In company with Elder Ings and wife, I left Great Grimsby early, 6:15, en route for London. We had compartment to ourselves and had a very pleasant 5 hours' ride. We met William C. White in London about London. Walked out to a restaurant, vegetarian, and obtained wholesome refreshment. Walked to some of the stores. Returned and lay down to rest in our rooms, and had good sleep for about 1 hour when Brother Ings arrived, in company with Sarah McEnterfer, who was detained in Grimsby and took the 9 o'clock train. In evening, walked out with W.C. White and Brethren Whitney and Ings and wife and Sarah. Decided upon the purchase of blankets for the mission in Basel. October 12th, 1886. London. I have enjoyed an excellent night's rest. Arise at 5. Light my candle and dress. wrote 12 pages and, with other letters, entrusted them with Elder Whitney for America. Rained all day. Left at 6 for Dover. We were placed in the worst compartment for second class we have had in all our travels. Ride 2.5 hours, and then change into a better compartment. Ride 1/2 hour. Come to Dover. The rain pelted against the window, and we were conscious we were having a heavy gale. We left the cars at Dover. A porter harnessed our baggage upon his person, and we followed him. We had to walk quite a long distance to the wharf, and as we neared the wharf, we saw the waves running mountain high. The salt spray dashed over the wharf and across the path we had to travel. The porter said it was a strong gale. Sister Ings lost her hat and chased it quite a distance. A small boy recovered it at last. While the hat was being rescued, our party, consisting of Elder Ings, my son W.C. White, and Sister McEnterfer and myself, consulted together and decided to remain at a hotel at Dover rather than venture across the channel. We turned back and retraced our steps. Found a good hotel where we could all be accommodated for the night. Beds good, rooms tidy, but the rain poured from the heavens so that we could not have the air I so much needed. October 13, 1886. Dover, England. The rain has ceased, but we have wind this morning. I was so very weary, I could not sleep until past midnight. I was afflicted with rheumatic pains. We stepped on board the steamer at 10 o'clock. By paying $1.50, Sister Ings, Sarah, and I had a convenient location on the sofa in ladies' cabin. The boat tossed about considerably, but we lay still and were not sick, although we were considerably stirred up. Willie was very sick and made thorough work of throwing up. Elder Ings looked very pale, but was not sick enough to throw up. We were very thankful that we left the boat and had crossed the dreaded channel. We had a compartment all to ourselves and rested some, although the seats were tediously hard. We arrived at Blank at 6:30. Brother Garside met us at the depot and took us to a hotel close by, where we were well accommodated. We had to mount 6 long flights of stairs, and it was an interesting sight to look down from high up, where were our lodgings, to the streets below, to see the flashing lights upon the carriages passing to and fro. We feel thankful so much of the journey is accomplished. 24 hours more ride on the cars will bring us to Nimes.